May 3, 1904. Parental Responsibility. Ellen G. White. While parents who have the fear of God before them restrain their children, they should study their dispositions and temperaments and seek to meet their wants. Some parents attend carefully to the temporal wants of their children. They kindly and faithfully nurse them in sickness and then think their duty done. Here they mistake. Their work has but just begun. The wants of the mind should be cared for. It requires skill to apply the proper remedies to cure a wounded mind. Children have trials just as hard to bear, just as grievous in character, as those of older persons. Parents themselves do not feel the same at all times. Their minds are often perplexed. They labor under mistaken views and feelings. Satan buffets them, and they yield to his temptations. They speak irritably and in a manner to excite wrath in their children, and are sometimes exacting and fretful. The poor children partake of the same spirit, and the parents are not prepared to help them, for they were the cause of the trouble. Sometimes everything seems to go wrong. There is fretfulness all around, and all have a very miserable, unhappy time. The parents lay the blame upon their poor children and think them very disobedient and unruly, the worst children in the world, when the cause of disturbance is in themselves. Some parents raise many a storm by their lack of self-control. Instead of kindly asking the children to do this or that, they order them in a scolding tone, and at the same time, a censure of reproof is on their lips, which the children have not merited. Parents, this course pursued toward your children destroys their cheerfulness and ambition. They do your bidding not from love, but because they dare not do otherwise. Their heart is not in the matter. It is a drudgery instead of a pleasure, and this often leads them to forget to follow out all your directions, which increases your irritation and makes it still worse for the children. The fault finding is repeated, their bad conduct laid before them in glowing colors, until discouragement comes over them, and they are not particular whether they please or not. A spirit of "I don't care" seizes them, and they seek that pleasure and enjoyment away from home, away from their parents, which they do not find at home. They mingle with street company and are soon as corrupt as the worst. Conquer your disposition to be exacting with your children, lest too frequent reproof make your presence disagreeable to them and your counsels hateful. Bind them to your heart, not by foolish indulgence, but by the silken cords of love. You can be firm, yet kind. Christ must be your helper. Love will be the means of drawing other hearts to yours, and your influence may establish them in the good and right way. Your influence over your children and your course toward them should be such as to attract holy angels to your dwelling, that they may assist you in your efforts to make your family and your home what God would have them. When you essay to independently fight your own way through, the heavenly angels are repelled and retire from your presence in grief, leaving you to struggle on alone. Your children have the stamp of character that their parents have given them. How careful, then, should be your treatment of them? How tenderly should you rebuke and correct their faults? You are too stern and exacting, and have frequently dealt with them when you were excited and angry. This has almost fretted away the golden cord of love that binds their hearts to yours. You should ever impress upon your children the fact that you love them, that you are laboring for their interest, that their happiness is dear to you, and that you design to do only that which is for their good. Deal honestly and faithfully with your children. Work bravely and patiently. Fear no crosses, spare no time or labor, burden or suffering. The future of your children will testify the character of your work. Fidelity to Christ on your part can be better expressed in the symmetrical character of your children than in any other way. They are Christ's property, bought with his own blood. If their influence is wholly on the side of Christ, they are his co-laborers, helping others to find the path of life. If you neglect your God-given work, your unwise course of discipline places them among the class who scatter from Christ and strengthen the kingdom of darkness. Mrs. E. G. White.